You're listening to 2NRS. It just hits different.
Keep My Cool by The Vans here on 2NRS for Station That Just Hits Different. Hope you're having a great night, Wollongong. Tops of 10 degrees tonight, so it's a bit of a cold one. So definitely snuggle up in front of a TV. It's going to be tops of 16 tomorrow. Coming up on the show tonight, it is all things State of Origin for Game 2. Yes, that kicks off on Wednesday night. So we're going to dissect that team list as well. And I've got this amazing band coming on later on as well, and because they're doing a gig in August for Wollongong. I'm pretty keen to chat to them. But let's keep hitting the music. Great song this, Craig David's 7 Days. Takes it back to R&B Fridays. You know those R&B Friday discos? Absolutely amazing.
It's 2NRS.
Oh yeah.
7 Days by Craig David here on 2NRS for Station That Just Hits Different. Now last week as well, I brought my friend in Zali, and we chatted about all things that were coming out of a cinema this week. Surprise, Zali's back, and she's going to tell us all the latest blockbusters that are coming out this week and within the next couple of months, so let's get keen for that.
You're listening to 2NRS. It just hits different.
Last week, we spoke about Inside Out 2 coming to cinemas. We also spoke a bit about, was it Garfield, Zali?
It was. Ooh, testing my memory, Josh. It was Inside Out 2 and, oh, Bad Boys, Will Smith.
It was Bad Boys, yes, that's right. And we got Zali back in tonight, obviously, to talk about blockbusters that are coming out this week and potential in within the next coming months. Zali, how are you?
Good, thank you.
All right, what have you got for me?
All right, we've got some big ones coming out. So we've got Despicable Me 4 has already come out yesterday, I believe.
Thursday? I think it came out Thursday.
Yes. Yeah, today's Friday. Yeah, yesterday.
Yesterday.
So it follows, it's the fourth installment for the Despicable Me's, which are very big Steve Carell blockbusters. It follows Gru, our favourite alleged villain. He calls himself a villain. I don't think it's ever been the case. With a baby this time. So they have, I believe Miranda Cosgrove is not in it.
And oh.
Yes, I think she's moved on from that part because her character's older.
And is she going back to iCarly?
Yeah, hopes. Oh, yeah, they're redoing that, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah, so they brought in a baby for this one, which is looks fun. Looks like a fun movie.
Okay. Have you had a bit of a look at how it's... Oh, actually, no, silly question. It only came out yesterday. I was going to test you and to see how it's actually going at the box office, but it probably doesn't know yet. What else is coming out? Because I know Despicable Me is the only movie that came out this week. So let's talk about movies that are coming out within the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, we've got A Quiet Place, Day One, coming out next week,
ooh,
I believe.
Scary.
Which is, yeah, so it's really exciting. It's the third installment of the Quiet Place series, which I'm a big fan of. But it's the prequel. Yes, it's the so it comes first.
So it's before the events of the first movie.
Yes.
It's actually where we find out the aliens actually invade Earth. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. But, and sorry, no, sorry.
Is John Krasinski, is he coming back for that one?
I don't believe so. So he wrote and directed, sorry, no, he directed the first one, wrote and directed the second one, and this one he co-wrote, he kind of oversaw the writing of, but he's not directing this one. So it's Michael Sadinsky, I believe, if I've pronounced his last name
Michael
correctly.
Michael Sadinsky?
Yes.
That's him.
Yes.
Now, Zali, I'm excited.
Yes.
I've got to tell you why. They have remade one of my favorite movies. And
yes.
In this movie, they've got a very, very hot actor.
Yep.
Glenn Powell. Twisters. Not Twister. Twisters. Do we know anything about this movie coming out in July?
Yeah. So it should be. It's a remake of the 1996 Twister, which
yep.
is a fairly big American movie, I would say, which I didn't realize was 1996. It feels like a lot longer ago in my mind. Maybe that's just my scope of film order coming out. But yeah, it should be really fun. It seems like a fairly similar remake, which seems to be a classic Hollywood thing to remake stories at the moment.
Yeah,
but,
looking up on the synopsis, I don't think they've really changed a lot. I think they might have just copied and pasted the last script of the old movie, but it's still a great movie.
Yeah, that one worked. So this one worked. And it's got Daisy Edgar-Jones from...
And Glenn Powell, who you might have seen in Anyone But You.
Yoli. Brilliant. He's everywhere at the moment, actually. That's he's got it. A few things coming out.
What I'm going to like about this movie is obviously the CGI from 1996 to 2024 is a little bit more advanced.
So little bit,
I reckon,
little bit.
I reckon those tornado scenes are going to be absolute killer. Literally.
Yes. Yeah, definitely a cinema watch, I would say, for the sound specs to be insane.
It's going to be amazing. So go down to the movies and see Despicable Me 4 come out on yesterday, and A Quiet Place Day 1 that comes out this Thursday, and Twisters that will come out in a couple of weeks' time. Thank you, Zali.
Thanks, Josh. Have a good one.
Thank you.
It's 2NRS.
Oh, yeah.
Macy Gray, I Try on 2NRS. This is Josh with you tonight, and make sure that you do play us on the weekend as well, because we do have Diane and T. No, sorry, not Diane. We have Jack and T tomorrow for brekkie. So make sure you put them on when you're driving to the Bulleye Village markets, maybe, or if you're just going down to the beach. And then we do have Lisa on at midday, so she can get you through your Saturday chores. And then make sure you tune in with Alfie and Dylan in the afternoon tomorrow. But for now, let's keep playing the hits.
You're listening to 2NRS. It just hits different.
Never Seen the Rain by Tones and I here on 2NRS. And I'll tell you what an absolute story that Tones and I has. From a couple of years ago, just living in a van in Byron Bay, just busking every day for money, to then coming up with like one of the biggest songs like ever. I think it was like the most streamed song on Spotify and Apple with Dance Monkey, to selling out arenas around Australia, to touring with Macklemore and Pink. She's absolutely killing it. Speaking of artists that are killing it at the moment, do you guys know Shaboozy?
Someone pour me up a double shot
this
of whiskey.
Song they at the moment. Jay Dale's got a history. It is amazing.
There's a party downtown near Fish Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
What I didn't know about that song is, and see, I first heard that song when I was in the UK. Every single pub I went to was just playing that song. My Kentucky trip was just cranking that song. I only just realized a couple of days ago that that's a ripoff of Jay Kwan Tipsy. I only just realized that the other day. Shaboozy today actually did an interview a couple of days ago with MTV to actually talk about where he got the inspiration for Tipsy.
The idea of taking the Jay Kwan song came from just, you know, like looking back into like what I like and what I grew up with and taking my influences and bringing it to country. Because, you know, country is also about like paying homage to older legends. So I was like, well, let me do that in my way. You know what I mean? As well. So
what an absolute song that is at the moment. I'm pretty sure that's still very much high in the charts. But we're not going to play a bar song Tipsy at the moment. I'm going to play some brand new Shaboozy, My Fault. And he's teamed up with Noah Cyrus on this one. I hope you guys enjoy. This is 2NRS, the station that just hits different.
It's 2NRS.
Oh, yeah.
This is your Friday night sports rundown with Josh on 2NRS.
And it's the State of Origin Game 2 edition. And I've got my dear friend of the show, Hemi Goodman from A Bloke in a Bar podcast. Hemi, how are you, mate?
Josh, I'm very well. Good to be with you. I've got Origin fever. Looking forward to Game 2 in Melbourne. And here's hoping that we can have 13 on 13. No send-offs after 7 minutes. Let's see if we can get a good, tight, close game in.
Mate, let's hope that there isn't another send-off as well. Hemi, you've seen the team list for Game 2.
Yes, I have obviously a couple of changes, some kind of forced by injury and a couple of players who probably would have been in for the first game, but they were ruled out themselves. So Dylan Edwards comes back in, Mitch Moses back in the side as well, and then probably the big talking point, Latrell Mitchell comes back into the side as well.
Yeah, well, let's talk about Latrell. Do you reckon that Latrell has earned his spot back? Because he hasn't been playing much good football this year for South Sydney.
Yeah, that's right, particularly when Jason Demetrio was the coach. I mean, he didn't look like a happy footballer. He was doing a couple of silly things. Got suspended for a couple of weeks. Probably wasn't playing his best footy. But interestingly, since the coach changed at South Sydney and, you know, he missed out on Origin 1, he's looked a little bit more motivated with the prospect of getting recalled to the side. And probably his last 3 weeks leading into his recall, he's been one of the best players in the comp. So I think a fired up Latrell is good for the game. And he'll be a welcome addition for sure for game two.
And you always know that Latrell in the Origin Arena, he carves up.
Absolutely. He's an absolute handful. I think last Origin game that was played at the MCG, he scored a try. He looks primed and ready to go. So I think they had to pick him. He was playing that well.
Now, there's a bit of an odd one, and I wasn't expecting this on Sunday night. Connor Watson, the big fella.
Yeah, the hot pirate. He's a good-looking man, Connor Watson. And, you know, good to see him getting a run in the side. He's a great utility player. He's probably going to be able to... He can solve a lot of problems. If there's injuries or even if they stay fully fit, he can come on and have an impact either at number nine, at lock. There's a bit of chat. He might even play a bit of 5'8 if needed. So I actually quite like the selection. A little bit unlucky for Matt Burton, who was, of course, in the squad in game one, and a lot of people thought he should have played. But I don't mind the selection of Connor Watson. I think they're probably going to get a bit more out of him than they would having Matt Burton on the bench.
Now, is Connor Watson good in the halves? Look, I'm a Newcastle Knights fan, so I'm going back to the Newcastle Knights Connor Watson days, and I think he played in the halves once for the Knights, and I'm not really sure how he went. But is he good in the halves if he needs to jump into that position?
I think he can play a role. I don't think they're going to want to put him in the halves. I think they'll avoid that if they can. But if there's an injury to a player in the halves, he can probably slot in there and do a little bit of a role. I think he'll come on and relieve Robson at hooker, and then Robson might go to number 13, and they might even keep them both on the field. That's how I think they'll look to use him if everyone stays healthy. But he's got good breadth to his game, and he could even play a role at centre if somebody got injured there. I think he's nice and versatile, and that's exactly what you want in your utility.
Now, there's a big one I want to talk about, Hammy. It's Cam McGuinness. Got dropped from Game 2. I thought he was an absolute firecracker in Game 1. What are your thoughts on Cam McGuinness getting dropped?
Very stiff, Cam McGuinness. I don't think he missed a tackle, and I think that's what a lot of people expected of Cam McGuinness. He's tough as boots, as everybody sort of knows. I think, you know, what they needed to do was balance the side out a little bit better. He's probably a little bit similar to Jake Trbojevic, who they weren't going to drop him. He's the captain. But they probably didn't have enough, you know, go forward in their forward pack and, you know, explosive big bodies. And I think they probably had to make a change with one of those guys, Jake or Cam. And he didn't do anything wrong. I think he's going to have a good Origin career. He'll be back at some stage, but he was the unlucky one to miss out. So
he was indeed.
Stiff, but there you go, yeah.
And a couple of days before Origin, the Blues definitely need to win this one to keep their Origin dreams alive. If you were Uncle Madge McGuire, what would you be saying to the boys in the next couple of days to fire them up?
Well, I'd just be saying it's now or never, boys. You know, we've got to keep the series alive. I'd probably also be pointing to the fact that I think the Blues have won the last couple of games in Melbourne as well. So a bit of a home away from home, but... you know, I think they've made some good changes. I think they've just got to believe in themselves, bring the sort of footy they've been playing at club footy to Origin Game 2. And if they can do that, every chance they can send it to a decider up in Brisbane.
Score prediction for the game, mate?
Score prediction for the game? I'm going to go 20 points to 12 in favour of the Blues. I think we'll be headed for a decider up at Suncorp.
Love that. Hammy Goodman, everybody, from the Bloke in the Bar podcast. Thank you, Hammy. Appreciate it, mate.
Thanks, John.
This is I Had Some Help by Post Malone and Morgan Wallen on 2NRS, the station that just hits different.
You're listening to 2NRS. It just hits different.
We're going to be talking to an amazing band called Left Lane. They got some amazing music out. A bit of like Foo Fighters, King Gizzard, The Lizard Wizard, Red Hot Chili Peppers. They're amazing. They're doing a show in August for the Gong Festival. We're going to have a chat to them about that. But keep listening. This is 2NRS.
It's 2NRS.
Oh, yeah.
Last week, we had the band Pauto Geis on. Amazing band from Wollongong. But I've got this amazing band at the moment. They're a bit of a mix of like King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, a bit of Foo Fighters. This is Left Lane, and I'm delighted to have Avril on air tonight. Avril, how are you today?
I'm really good. How are you?
I am very, very good. Avril, firstly, Left Lane. Let's talk about how long have you guys been a band for?
That's a good question that I usually hate answering because we started when we were really little, just playing covers, and it was like me and my brother, and we've been together for like ages throughout a bunch of member changes. But the current members that we have now, I'd say 2-ish years.
Okay.
Roughly.
Yep, so yeah. Like regarding the member changes, like do people just like they come and go? Do they move on to other things?
Yeah, we had two original guitarists. One of them left, got another one. he's still in the band, but then the other guitarist also left, just like, I guess, direction change and like change of what they want to play and the style they want to play. So then we got keys and saxophone in not that long ago, like at the end of last year. So we've kind of been changing it up a bit recently because we need to kind of change our sound with the two new instrument additions.
Yeah, and speaking of your style and what you just mentioned with your sound, like it says that your music has been described as like modern indie rock with a twist of math rock and psychedelia. Like, tell me a bit about that. Like, how do you arrive with that distinctive bleed of genres?
I think we say math rock because we do throw in a few odd time signatures every now and then, and people always like the word math rock because it sounds kind of weird. We're definitely not heaps into the math rock side, just like a smidge. Psychedelia, I think we've just got some influences because we've got that like kind of spacey sound sometimes and like ethereal vibes as well. So we kind of have that like, yeah, that kind of different aura there. But we've got like the classic kind of indie rock licks of guitar solo, like guitar riffs or like choruses and stuff like that.
Yeah, like it's like a little bit of mix of everything. And I guess like me as the listener, because I'm really into like my King Gizzard, the Lizard Wizard and Foo Fighters, like you kind of just get like that whole mix of like a bit of everything, which is like, it's really, really cool. It's very, very smart. So you have five members in your band. Let's talk about the creative process with writing and composing songs. Like, how does it go? Like, is there a lot of just ideas getting thrown around? And like, is there like a WhatsApp group? Like, what's happening there?
Yeah, we actually are going to try and change our process a bit, but at the moment it's pretty much just someone comes in with an idea. Like, usually it maybe I've written like some lyrics and like a bass line, or maybe someone's got a guitar section, and then we bring it to the band and then like everyone jams on it. It's usually more useful if someone has like a full song fleshed out, like a full, like parts for each, you know, verse, chorus, bridge kind of thing. But when it's like just one riff or something, that can take a lot longer. But we kind of want to like change it up a bit where we like do an all right recording of it, like just phone recording or something, and then get everyone to work on it.
Yeah, amazing. So you mentioned that like you do get like a bit of your influences from like Wolf Alice, King Gizzard, the Foo Fighters. Is there any certain like album or song guys like really, you know, that really has an impact with your sound, like Left Lane sound?
My brother listens to Foo Fighters, like that's all he listens to, so I don't think there's one album that he could actually pinpoint.
Yeah.
For me, I listen to, like, I think Wolf Alice, like her most recent album is probably the one that I would say is my biggest influence.
It's a pretty good album. Your music seems to evoke like also a sense of groove and energy. Like how do you work to capture, you know, that into like the studio time you guys do and get that during your like your live performances?
With our live performances, I think like, I don't know, like if there's a vibe going, you just kind of boogie. I feel like you just go with the vibes and you get a little dance going. I think also, like, we're all pretty involved in the music, so you can just kind of tell, like if we're feeling it or not kind of thing. But that, I guess it shows in just, like, bringing up the energy and bringing down the energy too. In the recording studio, I think the vibes are definitely helped by our recording, like, who we're recording with. They tend to kind of steer us in the right direction sometimes because we can be a bit all over the place with all our ideas. But
yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, perfect. So regarding where people, the listeners of 2NRS, can look you guys up, like where can we find you guys?
Probably Instagram, my favorite one, under Left Lane AU, no spaces or anything. We've also got Facebook and TikTok, which is the same handle.
Little Birdie told me you guys might be doing a performance in August. Is that correct?
Yeah, we haven't announced it yet, but we're doing a pretty fun gig in August on the 17th for the Gong Crawl. It's like this annual event, and there's a bunch of different music venues that take part in it, and it's like a whole day. It's a whole thing.
Amazing. Well, listeners, definitely hit up Left Lane in August if they do come and perform. Honestly, their music is absolutely unreal. Avril, again, thank you so much for jumping on air with me tonight. It's been an absolute pleasure.
That's all good. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to 2NRS. It just hits different.
Josh, I only got a couple of minutes to go before I hang up the mic one last night, but I just want to say thank you for tuning into 2NRS for the last couple of weeks. Us students here at Afters have had an amazing time, but we couldn't do it without you, the listeners. So thank you so much for that. This is Benson Boone, Beautiful Things on 2NRS.
It's 2NRS.
Oh, yeah.